Do you know how to find the right oil for your car? Now you can find out quickly and easily online, thanks to Castrol's Rego to Oil tool. Simply type in your Rego, select your state, and within seconds you'll know the best Castrol products to unlock the edge of performance in your car. So what's your car best suited to? Just search Rego, the number 2, and oil, and find out.
A Motorsport Podcast Network production.
Greetings to you all, Aaron Noonan here, Repco Supercars Weekly. Gee, it comes around fast, doesn't it? Great to have you with me today as we take a look at some of the latest goings on in the Repco Supercars Championship. And given that this is Bathurst 12-hour week, the Bathurst 12-hour is part of, well, what supercar drivers do when they're not racing in the Repco Supercars Championship. Bit going on to cover off in this episode. This week, we revealed that a Mustang supercar's been running at Watkins Glen. Huh? What you say? You can look at the whole story now on v8sleuth.com.au, but we were sent some images and a video from Watkins Glen this week, and from what we can piece together, it's the ex-DJR Falcon that was sent to the States in the mid-2010s for Team Penske to have a look at the potential of building chassis over there. It was converted to a Mustang and it's been used as effectively a demo display car by Ford in recent years. Ryan Briscoe drove it at Virginia International Raceway. Jim Farley, the CEO of Ford globally, drove it at Goodwood last year in Shell V-Power colours. But it seems to be that that's the car. That's what we think it may be, that Ryan Blaney and Joey Logano were at the wheel at, apparently. And it makes sense if you think about it, because this year NASCAR has brand new cars. They've got heavy regulations for testing. Basically, teams can't test at all, basically. There's some pre-season testing that they've done. And then Goodyear do tyre testing with nominated teams and drivers. Few similarities with the new NASCAR versus the car of the future, or the Gen 2 supercar that you know of and that we know of. The NASCARs now run a transaxle and 18-inch tyres. So that's a bit more comparative with a supercar. So I guess when you can't go test your NASCAR, testing something that's as close as you can get to give your drivers a bit of road course racing or road course running experience, I should say, isn't such a bad thing. So some more details no doubt to come on that car. If you want to read the info, have a look at the video and take a look at the pickies, jump on the website now, v8sleuth.com.au. In fact, let's put the link in the show notes for this episode to that story so you can go straight to it. Erebus Motorsport, they're in the news this week too. They've launched their latest Supercars Talent Initiative. Of course, they've got the Erebus Academy that has nurtured a range of different drivers over the last few years. They're offering the chance to drive one of their cars next month, June 7th. They've opened the expressions of interest for the intake of some rookies by close of business May 17. You can do it if you're a driver with the eligible criteria met that you can be ready to test a supercar and you'll foot your own costs. This is not just willy-nilly for everyone, by the way. This is for those who are on the pathway, young drivers, people who've got runs on the board. By close of business May 17, email is academy@erebusmotorsport.com. They've given some young steerers some great seat time in supercars in recent years as well, so they're going to do that with the next crop of young guns. Grove Racing, they've confirmed their Bathurst 1000 drivers for later in the year. Matt Payne, the Super 2 driver, will drive with Dave Reynolds in Car 26, and Matt Campbell, the Porsche GT International, will drive with Lee Holdsworth in Car number 10. Bit of sad news recently. We want to send our condolences to the Ellery family. Bruce Ellery passed away recently. Of course, the father of Steve, who was a Bathurst podium finisher and who's been racing the Bathurst 6-hour recently with his sons Tristan and Dalton in a BMW. We pass on our condolences for the passing of Bruce. Of course, he was a huge backer of Australian motorsport, of Steve's racing and their own team. They ran their own V8 supercar team from the late 90s to the mid-2000s, so we're thinking of them at this time. Now, this weekend, Bathurst is busy. The 12-hour, of course, will be in action, but there's 5 ex-supercars that will race at Bathurst this weekend in the combined sedan support category. Now, you might remember that a few months back, the news came through that V8 touring cars/Super 3 cars would be eligible for the invitational class with the Bathurst 12-hour. Now, there were none that actually ended up entering for the 12-hour, but in combined sedans, there's five. So we're going to see Jack LeBrock in a 888 car that's an ex-techno car. In fact, that's the car Scott McLaughlin and Jonathan Webb drove at Bathurst in 2012. Alan Nash is going to have his Perkins Jack Daniels Commodore at the mountain. Stephen Coe's got an ex-Paul Morris Motorsport Commodore. Mark Duggan in an ex-Kelly Commodore. And Super 3 driver Jared Danaher in his ex-Jim Beam Falcon FG. So there's five there. So while there's some supercars at Bathurst this weekend, there's a bunch of supercar drivers who are competing in the 12-hour. And yes, it's a small field, only 20 cars, but there's plenty of quality. Plenty of supercars drivers and plenty of engineers also working in the paddock this weekend at Mount Panorama. In fact, I am off today to the mountain for 3 days of the 12-hour. Looking forward to getting up there. Shane Van Gisbergen, Brock Feeney in the 888 Mercedes. Nick Percat is in an Audi. Chaz Mostert's in another Audi. Craig Lowndes is in a Porsche in a driving lineup that includes Alex Davison. The Grove, Stephen and Brenton are in a Porsche. Tony D'Alberto, of course, we expect to see him back with DJR for the Enduros. He's in a Lambo. Lee Holdsworth's in an Audi with Dean Fiore driving with Mark Cini. Will Brown and Jack Perkins are in a Mercedes. Dave Reynolds and Cam Waters are teaming up in an Audi with Tony Bates. And in fact, Sam Potter, Cam's race engineer, is engineering them for the weekend. So from the Monster Mustang to the MPC Audi R8. Dale Wood, regular supercar enduro drivers in a KTM. And then a couple of Super 2 drivers are getting in on the act this weekend too. Zane Morse is going to drive a Mark car, and Declan Fraser will also steer for the Mark Car Australia team as well. So looking forward to getting the mountain. If you're there this weekend, come and say good day. Look forward to seeing as many Motorsport and V8 Sleuth fans as we can over the course of the 3 days. If you want a copy of the program for the Liqui Moly Bathurst 12-hour, we have some stock available via our website. Head to bookshop.v8sleuth.com.au. If you buy the program in a bundle with our Bathurst 12-hour Going Global book, we'll give you $10 off. That's the great people we are. The link is in the show notes to check that out and take advantage of it. Now, those programs have been printed very late this week, so we won't get stock until the very start of next week. So you'll get it in the mail after the event, but at least then you've got one, particularly if you can't go to the event or you don't know someone going. You can order one safe in the knowledge that we will get it to you and you can add it to your program collection. Of course, at the 12-hour Friday night, a little reminder just quickly, tickets still available for our V8 Sleuth Open Night with myself. Neil Crompton is our special guest. So many stories to tell. We're going to talk plenty of 12-hour stuff from over the years about his win with Mazda and racing Commodores and Peugeots with Brock, and no doubt there's a million other topics that we'll get into with Neil. Those tickets are going fast. Head to eventbrite.com.au and search for Neil Crompton V8 Sleuth Open Night, or search for it on Google or on our website. You'll get to the link of where the tickets are. In fact, we'll put it in the show notes for this as well. So there's plenty of links in the show notes for this week on Repco Supercars Weekly. It's going to be a great night. It's at the National Motor Racing Museum. Starts at 7:30 p.m. You can buy tickets right up until beforehand because they're all digital and we check you in on the phone, all that sort of stuff. So it's all pretty straightforward. You don't have to worry about having a printer to print the tickets out or anything like that. As long as you've got them electronically, you can come on in, check out the museum, and we will have stock of Neil's book available to buy on the night as well. So looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing so many of you there. If you've not been to a V8 Sleuth Open Night, it's a motorsport chat night where we have guests and we talk stories, and it's really interesting. It's really great. I know a lot of you support them regularly and come along. If you're a first timer to it, I think you'll really enjoy it. Now, this year also marks the 100th anniversary of our friends at Repco. They're driven by passion, so are we. Visit the garage online now. The website is garage.repco.com.au. Now, on Repco Supercars Weekly, every week we do on this day, May the 12th, 1996, and on this day, Craig Lowndes won the Lakeside round of the Australian Touring Car Championship, which had actually been postponed a week because it had flooded, which was it's been a bit of a common thing at Lakeside over the years. It's Lakeside, and when the lakes get too full, the track gets flooded, and that's what happened then. He won all three races at Lakeside on the day. Alan Jones on the podium in the pack leader Falcon, and John Bow on the podium to round out the top three for that one as well. That's on this day back in 1996. Now, next week, special edition of the V8 Sleuth podcast powered by Repco. We're going to do another category-based show. We haven't done one of these for a while. We're going to talk about Nations Cup. We're going to celebrate this cool category, funky cars and stars, an era of pro car racing that we remember fondly. So join us for the drive down memory lane. That is next Wednesday on the V8 Sleuth podcast powered by Repco. Of course, the Castrol Motorsport News podcast every Tuesday, Repco Supercars Weekly every Thursday. Next week, we'll preview all the action for the Pizza Hut Winton Super Sprint. And that's us done for Repco Supercars Weekly today. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you at the 12-hour this weekend, and I'll see you at Winton next weekend as well. Do you know how to find the right oil for your car? Now you can find out quickly and easily online, thanks to Castrol's Rego to Oil tool. Simply type in your rego, select your state, and within seconds you'll know the best Castrol products to unlock the edge of performance in your car. So what's your car best suited to? Just search rego, the number 2, and oil, and find out.